Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
How about this for a mystery guest? Jerry West, the NBA's logo, the Hall of Famer, is good enough to join us on a day where Steph Curry is being discussed in great, great detail. And he joins us to do just that as we have our listeners announce the Bay Area all-time top 10 list. Jerry, thank you for joining us. Damon Ratto and Kolsky on 95.7 The Game. It's a pleasure to have you on today, sir. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Thanks for having me.
It's wonderful to have you. Obviously, an executive board member now with the Los Angeles Clippers. We would love to ask you what you think their chances might be in an Orlando bubble in a little bit. But because we are honoring Steph Curry today, I just want to put him in front of you and say, take it away. Steph Curry has helped revolutionize the game of basketball.
Well, you know, first of all, he's more than a basketball player, okay? And I think that this is one of the truly nice young men that you'd ever want to meet in your life. He plays the game with a great joy. Sometimes people see guys smiling and having fun, but he also competes and at a very high level. But he has a unique skill to shoot the basketball that at this point in I think my life, I've never seen anyone shoot the ball from that distance as accurately as he does. And also he's getting better in other areas of the game, and I think before he's done, you're going to see more of Steph. You're going to see, I think, an expanded Steph in many ways, but he's just a great guy, and it's been fun to be around him. I know my son Johnny, who works for the Warriors, you know, they love to play golf together. They're both very good golfers, but as I say, he's a terrific person.
Who else reminds you of him, not necessarily as a player, but in terms of the things that you were just talking about? In other words, not only stuff on the floor, but off the floor, influence in the room, influence outside. Who stands out to you as sort of a maybe Curry 1.0 in that way?
Well, you know something, it's so hard to say because, you know, personalities make players, okay? There's players that are just as good as Steph in other ways. There's players who play the game at a high level like Steph. But he's got, I've always said that some players seem like they got this little extra gold dust sprinkled on them when they're born. And they just, the way he plays the game, he just does things that are difficult to do, and he does them very easily. So he's got a great gift to do it, and as I say, I think he's expanded his game. I think his game's gotten better. I think particularly defensively, he's made a huge stride. But again, he's one of those generational players that comes along, and particularly today, when I think it is easier to score in this league, I really do, because of the way defenses are played, three-point shots, spread the court, and his ability to spread the court makes his other teammates better, and particularly if you can offensive rebound, and you're going to have a lot of opportunities to enhance your game playing with people like him and Clay.
So obviously, Jerry, you saw Steph play in college, And I'm sure you knew as he entered the league that he had a special skill to shoot the ball. When did he, in your eyes, go from that's a guy who's a really good shooter to he might be the best shooter of all time?
Well, you know, I think it took a lot of – I mean, he could always shoot the ball. That wasn't the issue. But I think when there was a trade made up there, he really – it was like gave him more room to do things and also have the ball in his hand. If you have somebody that can do something really well and you don't have your ball in your hand or you don't have players that complement you around you, it's tougher to reach the excellence that he's reached. And, you know, a very popular player during my time up there, Monte Ellis was traded, and to me that opened up his ability to become who he is today. And I think it made him more confident. He didn't always, you know, they weren't a good, pair together, and they were both terrific players, really terrific players. But I think Steph was the person who had the most growth left in him, and when Monte left, you're seeing Steph Curry of today.
Hall of Famer Jerry West, basketball icon, joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Jerry, as far as we know, and I don't know if it's the truth or the legend, but we're going with the legend over the truth, that one of the biggest decisions you made in your tenure with the Golden State Warriors was the decision to not trade Klay Thompson. How much has Klay Thompson played a factor in Curry's career, one unlocking the other's ability?
Well, first of all, it wasn't me, because I wasn't making trades up there. You know, obviously, I'm a big fan of Klay Thompson.
I heard you put your fist down, though, that day.
I would say I think there are certain people that were of a different opinion, because Kevin Love was an attractive player to have because of his ability to spread the court, his rebounding, his passing. He was a good player. But to me, the perfect player, and he wasn't as far as long in his career as when this trade had been talked about, the perfect player for Steph was Klay. He never seeks a spotlight. He just plays a game, and he has gotten better and better. And frankly, he's one of the most underrated players in the league who gets not as much love as he should get. And frankly, some of us call it Steph, and people question, you know, would he be able to do what he does without Steph? Well, he's proven he can do that. And I think, you know, the consensus of the Warrior front office, Joe, you know, Kirk, Bob, Larry Harris, and Steve Kerr, and myself, I think there were some differences of opinion, but the decision was made not to trade him, and you've got the best basketball backcourt in the game today in those two. And also an incredible complementary player to Steph in his own right, as good as Steph in another way, his totality of his game. He's getting better too. So, you know, Warrior fans have got a lot to look forward to. Two players that are getting in their prime. They've had some injuries. It should be a promising year next year for the Warriors, because if they get a player in the draft that they like, who can give them something different than they have, they should be right back in the running for an opportunity to be one of the best teams in the West again.
You're one of the few players in the history of the league that played 10-plus years and only with one team. Could you imagine Steph Curry in another uniform?
No, he would not. My best guess is if somebody wanted to trade him, they would, you might as well sell the team, and they'd lynch everybody who worked for him. He's that popular, and you know, when you see him with other people, actually, I played 14 years with one team, okay? So, and I started in Los Angeles with the Lakers, and I played 14 years with the Lakers, so I wanted to correct that. But no, he'll end his career there. He's Willie Mays. You know, people of course, talks about Jerry Rice, Joe Montana. You know, Willie Mays was the biggest thing ever in San Francisco. And now we have other people that came along who, in people's eyes, are greater than he was. And when you talk about Jerry and Steph, you know, Willie Mays is right there too, but obviously time diminishes accomplishments and everything. But as I say, Steph is going to end his career there unless somebody he's going to end his career there, period. Let's say it that way.
I want to spin it to what's happening in the NBA right now. And as Damon mentioned earlier, you're working with the Clippers, who certainly look like one of the favorites in this bubble plan. As we head into it, we're, I guess, a couple weeks away now. What do you look at as the biggest thing for an NBA team in this weird situation to have success? Well, what's the most important factor?
Well, first of all, you know, I think you need veteran players on a team at this time of year. You know, teams that are, you know, backlogged with younger players and, you know, first, second year, third year players, I think it'll be a much more difficult task for them to pick up where the season left off. And, you know, these teams have already climbed to the top of the mountain during the regular season. They were going downhill to finish the regular season and get started in the playoff, and all of a sudden this virus comes along and plays havoc with the season. I think it teases the fans who were anticipating a playoff. This, like baseball today, I can't even imagine a 60-game schedule. I don't know how they're going to do it. But at least I think you're going to have a champion this year, and I think the teams that have veteran players, they're going to be able to handle the structure down there probably a lot better than younger players, because they have been through awkward things in their lives before, and this is the most awkward thing there are for players to have to contend with. You know, you have to be very, very careful about what you do. You know, certainly they're going to relax some, I think, rules down there to let them get out a little bit where they're not going to be exposed to the virus. And again, the scary part of it is Florida is, you know, running rampant again with it. And this is about safety for the players, but the most important thing is the competition. And I think the thing that I would worry about most, because most people, when you play the game, a lot of people think, well, these guys play just, you know, because they love to compete and they love to make money. Well, you know, that's part of it. But more importantly, you play for the city. That's who you play for. And if they forget their purpose, if this is about money, to me it's about pride and trying to complete your season and be the last man standing. And I think this is where this is great. Adam Silver and the NBA spent a lot of time, invested a lot of money into making sure this is a secure place. And for the players to go down there and be able to complete the season after having stopped, that to me, I don't know how they would ratchet it up without fans, okay? Fans bring that extra energy level, the enthusiasm. I just don't know how players are going to capture that. I don't, unless you have a lot of veteran players.
Jerry West here on 95.7 The Game. I think a lack of a roaring crowd could do as much to affect officiating as it might do player effort. What do you think the officials are about to step into?
Well, I shouldn't comment on the officials. That wouldn't be wise on my part. You know, you have a lot of veteran officials, and certainly there's going to be a difference in everyone. But I think their jobs could be easier sometimes, because a lot of times officials, they hear the comments made, and what is the typical one they you always hear, and they don't have to hear that anymore. And I think the thing that they have to be concerned about is there more talk among the players to the officials, which I don't like to start with in the first place. Players need to be really professional, and officials who've been around, the veteran ones, they're not going to have the problems that younger officials will have. It's just a fact of life. You get older, you understand the rules of the game, you understand the dynamics of the game, you understand the highs and lows in a game. The people, again, who are more used to competing at a high level and who have great skill are the ones who are going to get their teams to the top of the mountain.
I don't want to dwell on the officials, and definitely this question is not meant to get you in any trouble, but Major League Baseball has had a number of officials sort of opt out of their restart. Have you heard whether that's a problem with NBA officials with this, or are you assuming, based on what you've heard as being part of the hierarchy in L.A., that all the officials are signed up for this?
Well, I haven't heard a thing about that already, but, you know, I think, you know, just some baseball officials, to me, unless they're, because you're outdoors, you're away, you're not close to the players that much, if they're opting out for health reasons, then that probably doesn't make as much sense if you're enclosed inside of an arena. So if officials do this, I haven't heard of anything about, and you're usually aware of these things now, but when I saw the baseball thing, I said to myself, of all the officials to rule themselves out of games, that one makes no sense to me, because you should, if you're not positive, it looked like to me it would be the outdoors, away from people. You're just not that close to people in baseball. I would think they would be the safest, but as I say, I don't know what goes into their judgment or anyone's judgment when they've obviously talked about it and they've made a decision what they think is best for them and their families.
Obviously, you had watched Kawhi Leonard before this year. You knew he was a great player, but having him within the organization that you're working with, getting a little closer view, what has impressed or surprised you? What did you maybe not realize about Kawhi?
Well, first of all, you know, when you watch him, you know, he doesn't get too high, he doesn't get too low. He's a machine, okay? You watch him practice, and when you see Steph shoot the ball, it looks like a machine shooting the ball. Kawhi is a machine in this way. You watch him work out, and he doesn't want anyone really disturbing him, okay? He's a very, very serious basketball player, very serious. And a guy can really guard on both ends of the court. He's a terrific person. I have enjoyed getting to know him. I think of most importance with him, he's a professional. He is a real professional, and that rascal can win games for you. He can do stuff that people don't know he can do. And when you see him in person, you say, But defensively, he's a beast. Okay. You got to be careful with the ball around him, passing lanes. He competes every night. He likes to play the game, but he's one of those people that just loves to fly under the radar. He wants to be known for his play. He's not a self-promoting guy. He's not on Instagram. He's not on social media hardly at all. And he's the kind of player you want on your team, because you're going to win with him, number one. And number two, he just likes to play. He likes to win. And his teams do win.
Got to pause real quick into our 5 o'clock hour for station identification.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, a radio.com sports station.
I mean, when you got that much excitement, you have to use it. Jerry West, our guest here on 95.7 The Game, and we really appreciate your call today. We won't keep you too much longer, Jerry, but I have to say that if Paul George's shoulders are ready to go, I think the Clippers are about to win their first NBA championship. I like them in the bubble. I love the way they're built. I think Doc is ready for the task at hand. I also think that the Clippers, should they meet the Lakers in the Western Conference Final, will have a distinct advantage because not a single game will be played at Staples Center, which even when that Clippers home court is down, could still drift into a Lakers crowd. Have you thought of the same thing? And might the Clippers finally have a home court advantage just in Orlando?
Well, I think one thing about this Clippers with the owner we have, there's never been a better owner in basketball than one man. And obviously his wealth, to some extent, gives him an advantage that money is not going to be the problem. But the most impressive thing about him is how he has hired people here. He lets them run the job. He's not part of the decision-making progress. All he wants to do is be informed. But the thing that I am overwhelmed with him is he and his wife, Connie, they are the most philanthropic people and never say anything about it. This is a unique man. He has all the confidence in the world that with the people, our players. This will be a franchise with him at the helm that's going to be, have a chance to establish itself here in Los Angeles. I do think that if we would somehow get to play the Lakers in the finals or something like that, I think, number one, it would be great for basketball. But I think you're mistaken a little bit in one thing. There's a huge amount of Laker fans down here. And, of course, the history of the franchise, you know, starting with when Jerry Buss bought the team, has been enormous. A lot of world championships. Probably the greatest players that ever played for this team. There's more of them that have played. But Steve wants to try to build a dynasty, okay? And it's not easy to do, but no one would want to try to, I think, undersell him and his desire to build something great. He's going to have his own arena. We don't have to worry about the Laker fans, you know, coming to our game anymore and sometimes rooting for them. But the Clippers have their own group of people, okay, that root for them. And they're distinctly different fans. But I think they know that they have a chance this year to hopefully watch something special. I know I'm going to be excited to, after the 8 games are played, when the playoffs start, that's when my interest will really peak. And I'm hopeful that we play up to our capabilities. If we do, we're going to be a tough out, that's for sure.
No doubt. Sky's the limit. Jerry, thank you very much for joining us. We really appreciate you taking our call today. It was an honor to have you on the show, and we wish you the very best and good luck to your Clippers going forward.
Well, thank you very much, and obviously I'm thrilled that Steph has made it up there second in line, I guess. And I know I don't think he would be hurt if Steph stepped in front of him somewhere along the way.
I think you're right, but in the meantime, you know, Jerry's do pretty well. Jerry West, Jerry Rice, Jerry Garcia around here, legends. We thank you very much.
Okay, well, my best to you guys, and continue good luck.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.